It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, this is interesting because a lot of people are beefing off of that comment. And 214, Comcast Business Text Line, Clay's unstoppable confidence in himself helped us win 4 championships, and it's also the reason he had to go. Happy he found a team that suits him for who he is. Mm. No beef. No beef whatsoever.
I think
Have beef with Clay? I'm eager. Does anybody have 888-957-9570? We're trying to do the positivity thing here and talk about his great memories or whatnot, but all right, let's go to the other side for a second.
Is there just maybe a little bit of leftover negative residue?
I don't know. I want to know. Does anybody have Pete's commando?
Well, what's wrong?
Can't believe the commando.
Clean it up, Auntie.
What do you mean?
It's a commando, Pebble Beach, man. How does the conversation transition to Clay Commando on the boat? You guys are unbelievable. But no, I just want to know the bitterness.
Look, my dad was the Frisco Larry David, okay? He would find himself in these situations that were very unbelievable, all right? And yes, going commando at Pebble Beach was one of the many Larry David moments that he had in his life. I'm not happy about it.
Why are you not happy about it?
Because it was an uncomfortable situation. That being said,
who's all in the hot tub? That's what I want to know.
It was my brother. Happy birthday to my brother. It was JP Money and me and Pops.
That's it? Just the four of you?
Yes. In a public hot tub.
Nobody else came along?
It was like 45 degrees.
Nobody else came along to the hot tub?
Well, no. Then someone came in and we each individually tried to help him get out so that he wouldn't be seen. And not good.
No.
Size matters.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Why are you disgracing his honor?
415, no beef, not with Clay or Durant or any other Warrior that left, but helped us win chips. 925, zero beef with Clay. He is a Warriors legend. 510, let's get to the real question. How many points is Clay dropping on Dub Nation tonight? That I have no idea on. The Warriors do have the personnel to slow down Clay Thompson at the stage. He's not going to handle the ball much.
Who's going to guard him, you think? Melton, Wiggins.
Well, no, you got Luka and Kyrie.
I know. So who would you imagine? Do you put Steph on him?
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, your suggestion of GP2 the other day against Cleveland, I was in full agreement with it. And then I was watching you about halfway through the game. Like, it didn't really work out the way I anticipated.
It was more so... I know how Steve thinks. I've been watching this guy coach for a while.
Gotcha.
And I called the D'Anthony Melton on Sunday.
Yeah.
Bully, too. Yeah. But, so I gave Bully most of the credit.
Oh.
He knows a lot more about basketball than I do.
Just knowing
Steve Kerr and just knowing how he operates and knowing the personnel on the Cleveland sideline, tonight he's going to go with Melton. He said so the other night that he's going to go with Melton. So Melton, you have to figure, is going to be on Kyrie.
Wiggins on Luka.
Wiggins on Luka.
The bigger body, yeah.
Steph, they may try to throw Steph on to Klay Thompson. Or is it Draymond Green? One of the members of the Big Three is going to guard Klay. That's fascinating. Because I'm looking at the other guys, Najee Marshall and then Daniel Gafford. So TJD on Gafford to start the game. It's going to be Steph or Draymond on Klay Thompson.
Look,
wow, that's intriguing.
What made Clay so under the radar, his endurance and conditioning and his movement off ball to always find the open spot and never give up. I mean, mm-hmm. he he would just run and run and run and run. I mean, think of how many times him and Steph would come baseline and they're going off of screens and things like that, pin downs and you know, flying up. It's just his ability to move was just so beautiful because once he got open, I mean, it's just one dribble. If you pump fake, a guy goes by him, he's hitting that shot. Now he doesn't move as well. And so you might be able to get away with putting Steph Curry on him as a spot-up shooter. But if I'm them and I'm Dallas and I know that, well, then I think I throw it to Klay Thompson in the block.
Well, it's also, you know, when Klay, before he got hurt, he had that two-dribble pull-up. Mm. Dude, he was starting to cook with the mid-range two-dribble pull-up and kind of lost that element to his game where he was never the greatest playmaker, although he had a nice little rapport with TJD last season.
Well, against Toronto, it felt like he was becoming more of an off-the-dribble guy.
No, he was. He was becoming more of just a playmaker. Not to the level you know, a guy dropping 6 or 7 assists, but he had that two-dribble pull-up and was able to dribble, dribble, boom, I'm going to pull up and bang, knock this down in your face, man. And you just didn't see, you saw the element at times, but not consistently. Let's go to Joshua Freebaugh. We got Darrell Wright coming up at 8 o'clock. We're giving away a jersey in an 8 o'clock hour. Let's go to Joshua Freebaugh.
Hey, this is Josh.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Josh.
Hey, so I just wanted to talk about, like, hey, Bonte. So I just want to talk about the fact that, like, you guys have been talking about Klay all day and, like, how much we love him. But I wanted to, I guess, push back on the other side. I don't hate Klay at all. I'm a Warriors fan. I do love what he did for us. But I think I soured on him a little. I think that's the word to use here. I think that's maybe what he did to us a little bit, like the Warriors organization and the front office, definitely. Like, just hearing his words in the last couple of days, I feel like maybe this extends to his teammates even. Like, I think what he said about this game, it's just another Tuesday night, it is a little disrespectful to Steph and Draymond and Steve Kerr, like, don't you think? Like, for example, if you guys were at 95.7 the game for a decade and then left, and then maybe Bonte, you were meeting up with Chasky, like, a year from now and just talking about your new job and new life, and you're just like, nah, that's just another meeting. Like, I don't really care. That feels a little disrespectful to me, to your guys that you've been with for so long. You won 4 championships. You were a whole dynasty. And to him, it's just like, you know, it's another day.
Let me ask you this. Because I'm going to cut you off. Because I actually did something with someone who used to work at this station, and I put myself in there. She's
Josh on the line.
Had I been, let's say, you know, not retained by my company, and in this hypothetical, Bonte still working, I would feel some kind of way about the company, and it'd be hard not to look at him a certain way. I'd be jaded. And so I guess defending Klay Thompson, I can understand feeling hurt and not wanting to praise them over the top effusively, knowing that I'm still sore. I'm still sensitive. I'm still hurt by it because you didn't want me that much, right?
Well, absolutely. I agree. And I think the, like, kind of the negativity towards the front office is absolutely warranted. I just think that the relationship between, like, Steph, Klay, your players, you guys are brothers. So I think that money or the contract usually, I felt, doesn't bleed into that. But I feel like in this situation, it kind of has. And I guess that's my reason here.
Yeah, I hear you. And I also believe in pro sports with a salary cap, it does feel like at times if you get yours, that limits how much I can get. And it's just, it's a byproduct of CBAs and, you know, you can only afford so many people. And so, yeah, there is a domino effect or a Jenga puzzle piece of putting this stuff together. And if you pay that guy, well, you don't have extra years and money for me. And I can understand where you would get frustrated.
888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Day. What excites you about Klay Day? How strange is it for you to see Klay Thompson in another uniform? Now, we've seen 10 games with this new crop of Golden State Warriors, and they're 8-2. They've helped us kind of alleviate that pain or whatever disdain you may have had for Klay Thompson leaving. They're 8-2. They're rolling. They're not turning the ball over as much. They're not getting blow-bys as much. They're defending. They're playing. They're hustling. They're hitting threes. Steph is healthy. Wiggins looks all right, although Wiggins, we do have an injury report. Wiggins is questionable tonight. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, that's not good.
He's questionable at the back.
You asked about, like, what does it look like with Klay in another jersey? It looks weird. It's like when I see Montana in a Chiefs jersey, that looks weird. When I see Jerry Rice in a Denver Bronco or Seahawks jersey, it looks really weird. Frank Gore in a Buffalo Bills jersey, that was weird. Like, it's just weird. It doesn't look right to me. It just doesn't look right.
Back to Wiggins for just a second. lower back strain. And this has been flaring up now so far this season. He's missed two games earlier this season with a similar issue. And if Wiggins can't go, then you'll probably start JK and tell JK to take on the assignment of Luka Doncic. But this is a problem not having Andrew Wiggins tonight if he doesn't go with the back injury. So something to monitor. That could skew up all the lineups here. And Dallas looking to get back on track here. So Wiggins questionable with the lower back strain, but it is Clay Day. We'll talk to Darrell Wright, who played with Clay early on in his career. That'll happen at 8 o'clock. Festus at 8:30. Zaza at 9 o'clock. Some other memories of Clay Thompson. What about when he broke the single-game record for most made threes in a quarter? Here it is.
Clay Thompson gets the ball. Left side three. Why not? Why not? Thompson loads up a three and buried it in front of the Warrior bench. He cannot miss. Clay, the trailing three, buried it. Money. The net's not even moving. It's not even moving. Back to Clay. It's a quarter three, and yes, it is a swish. Ball comes inside. Thompson goes outside, catches it, hits a three. Design play right out of the timeout. He just can't miss. Clay Thompson turns, catches, says, no, I'm going to hit a shot, and it's another three. Clay Thompson, open three, and rattled home another one. Curry, timeline, three-point line, finds Clay, quick release, and a splash! He's tied the NBA record, held by Curry with 13 threes. Right side, Clay, takes a dribble, now the three, got it! An NBA record for Clay Thompson, 14 threes. Chicago calls time. And to a man, every player off the Warriors bench congratulates Clay Thompson, who is breaking Steph Curry's record.
That was back in 2018, early in the season, October. October 29th, 2018. And Clay was off to a slow start, and then they get to the Windy City in Chicago at the United Center. He gets a cut on his forehead, puts on a headband, and makes 14 threes, and he was so happy, 14 to 24. You see KD with his hands up, Draymond, everybody was going crazy there for Klay Thompson. So, you know, I just saw the text trickle through. This is just stupidity. I'm going to read it anyway. I don't know why. Okay. But Comcast Business Text Line, one of Klay gone while KD was still here. Klay was the opposite of clutch. So, you know, that's the dumb text of the day.
Klay was the opposite of clutch?
I think just people just be texting just a text.
That doesn't, like,
he wanted 209, wanted some attention. I gave it to him.
When does that crack come into play?
I gave it to him. That's my mistake of giving it to him. But, you know, you get stupidity like that, and, you know, stupidity about Clay's legacy. Clay helped Steph in so many different ways. As we all love Stephen Curry, and he's catapulted himself into top 10, top 15 conversations in NBA history as one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Clay defending the likes of James Harden and Donovan Mitchell and Kyrie Irving and sometimes switching on to LeBron and KD and Russell Westbrook, you name it, Damian Lillard. Clay was able to help Steph out where Steph didn't rest on defense, but didn't have to worry about chasing around some of the elite guards in the league because Clay was there at 6'7 playing great on-the-ball defense. And I don't think we appreciate that enough.
No, his core strength, his ability to switch, his lateral movement against elite, you know, crossover dribblers and guys that just got to their spots, and his ability to defend without fouling was all time. And the fact that Eric Bledsoe made an all defensive team over Clay Thompson still to this day is one of the biggest travesties of all time. No, the reason I bring it up is because it's absurd. Say it out loud. Eric Bledsoe made an all-defensive team over Klay Thompson one year.
That's it. That's silly.
No, it's disgusting.
That's silly. That is silly. So we're sharing
Eric
memories.
Eric Bledsoe.
We're sharing memories. We're doing all that stuff. D. Wright's going to join us next on the River Islands guest line. Where's pre-post game? It's Eric Bledsoe.
It bugs me.
It is funny.
It bothers me.
No, it is funny. It is funny. There was a lot of hating going on when it came to the Warriors when they were winning rings and destroying people's legacies and their dreams of winning the championship. The Warriors shattered those dreams.
Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Like, if we were to just name all the best players of an era, offensively, defensively, whatever, and then we go, all right, look, give me your all defensive. Eric Bledsoe. How many names are you going to say before, just the last 10 years before you get to Eric Bledsoe?
Yeah, I don't think Eric Bledsoe, if it comes up.
It bothers me.
Does it come up? No one.
I honestly forgot about him as a player.
Eric Bledsoe's family.
I've heard the name Eric Bledsoe.
Eric Bledsoe's family's not taking him.
They were rolling with
the
ball.
No, but to Bonte's point, they refused to give Clay the appropriate just due defensively. It drove me insane.
The entire Warrior legacy. How many people question whether or not Steph should win MVP, let alone unanimous MVP?
It's absurd.
You know what I'm saying? We had journalists from ESPN calling him a what? What was the word?
System player.
Yeah, no. It was a collaborative.
collaborative superstar.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's so good. One of the worst.
It's just like, wow. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.